Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Locust swarms. Swarms of grasshoppers, known as locusts, have been notorious throughout history for completely destroying crops. In a single day, a relatively small group of these insects can eat through enough food to feed tens of thousands of people. Despite attempts to control them with pesticides, locusts travel and reproduce quickly and are unpredictable in their movements, so success has been limited. However, locusts are known to even eat each other, and scientists see promise in exploiting this tendency. As locust swarms develop, the insects emit a chemical that makes them less likely to eat one another. This enables the group to grow without destroying itself. Researchers experimented by editing locust DNA. When locusts were created without the ability to smell this chemical, their likelihood of consuming other locusts increased. Similarly, locusts that were engineered not to produce the chemical were more likely to become another's meal. Scientists hope these techniques can reduce or eliminate destructive locusts someday.
Questions. Number 13. What does the speaker imply about pesticides? Number 14. What do we learn about the chemical produced by locusts?
B. Golden-shouldered parrots. Golden-shouldered parrots once inhabited northern Australia in large numbers, but today, only two small populations remain. While invasive predators are often to blame when Australian animals become endangered, the parrots face a different threat. Native tea trees. The trees grow in the parrot's grassland habitat, where they block the bird's view of approaching predators. By the time the parrots notice the attack, it is often too late for them to escape. The tea tree's growth is the result of cattle farms, which increased throughout the 1900s and forced indigenous peoples off their lands. These peoples had managed the grasslands, and the shade provided by the grasses prevented tea tree growth. The loss of this land management, along with the cattle's consumption of grass, allowed the trees to spread. Efforts to clear the trees are underway, but obtaining government approval to destroy native vegetation can be difficult and time-consuming. For now, the parrot's future remains uncertain.
Questions. Number 15. Why have golden-shouldered parrots' numbers decreased? Number 16. What is one thing the speaker says about the tea trees?
C. Astronaut efficiency. Recently, establishing a colony on Mars has been considered by some as a near-future goal for humanity. However, there are many major hurdles to such a task. Aside from the technical innovations required to build a sustainable habitat, such a long journey by spacecraft itself raises serious problems. Much equipment would be necessary, but it can currently cost tens of thousands of dollars to lift a single kilogram into space. The European Space Agency published a study suggesting a way to maximize efficiency. Based on its calculations, all female crews may be much more efficient. Due to their smaller average size, a four female crew would need about 1,700 kilograms less food than men for a 1,080-day mission, saving $158 million. Additionally, smaller bodies use less energy, so they consume less water and oxygen, and produce less carbon dioxide. On long missions, seemingly small differences could result in big advantages.
Questions. Number 17. What does the speaker imply about space travel? Number 18. What is one thing we learn about male astronauts? D. The Oxus Civilization. The Oxus Civilization was a Bronze Age society located in Central Asia. However, despite several archaeological sites being discovered that contain structures and various artifacts, compared to many other Bronze Age civilizations, much remains unknown about it. Scholars are not even sure how far the civilization extended. They are determined to learn more about the ancient society, though, and recent research has produced various theories about its history. Artifacts uncovered by archaeologists suggest that the society underwent major changes before vanishing. Objects that indicated social status seemed to have stopped being used, suggesting a shift in the power structure. Therefore, some scholars think the civilization's fall may have been sparked by social and political changes. Others have a different theory. The region in which the civilization was located was extremely dry. Some researchers argue that increasing desertification and other environmentally related factors were responsible for the disappearance of the Oxus society.
Questions. Number 19. What is one thing that we learn about the Oxus civilization? Number 20. What is one thing researchers disagree about regarding the Oxus civilization?
E. The Nukus Museum of Art. Popular cities for international tourists, such as London or Paris, often have world-famous museums. Nukus, however, is a lesser-known city in a remote area of Uzbekistan. Despite the city's smaller tourism industry, the Nukus Museum of Art has one of the world's foremost collections of avant-garde art. The museum's founder, Igor Savitsky, assembled his collection in the desert city of Nukus for a good reason. Because of the severe political situation at the time, much of the art was banned when Savitsky collected it. In fact, only art in the style of Soviet realism was allowed. However, Savitsky was able to acquire tens of thousands of forbidden works because of his determination and because of Nukus's location. Government authorities far away in Tashkent and Moscow were largely unaware of his actions. These days, the government recognizes the value of the collection but managing it effectively in such a location is a challenge.
Questions. Number 21. What is one thing we learn about the city of Nukus? Number 22. What is unique about much of the art owned by the Nukus Museum? F. Cutting grass. In many places, it is illegal to let lawns or other grassy areas become overgrown. However, while most people are striving to reduce their carbon dioxide emissions, mechanical lawnmowers are generally powered by fossil fuels. This means property owners often disregard these environmental concerns. Now, though, a low-tech solution is catching on in areas across the United States. Rent-a-goat services. These bring herds of goats to remove excess grass simply by eating it. The goats are effective at removing unwanted vegetation. They also have an easy time navigating rough terrain, such as rocky hillsides. Businesses and property owners that have rented goat herds to help maintain their lawns also report increased interest from the community. The unusual sight of a herd of goats in locations like city parks can turn them into temporary attractions. These are popular with local families who bring their children to watch them work.
Questions. Number 23. What is one problem with requiring that people cut their grass? Number 24. What is one benefit of using goats to remove grass?